Product segmentation. Product segmentation involves segmenting by the logistics requirements of different categories of products. Like with operationalized customer segmentation, logistics may be directly involved in product segmentation. Size and other product characteristics mean that different types of products will have different warehousing and transportation requirements. For transportation, this may include the most desirable transportation mode and how the last mile delivery will need to be handled and its cost. For warehousing, this may entail determining where to place the goods to best facilitate materials handling and picking. Inventory can be segmented by revenue, profit, or volume, which helps to determine the proper inventory levels to hold. ABC inventory analysis is a method of segmentation that uses one or more of these criteria. In addition, logistics professionals might create segments for special types of inventory, bulk materials. Orders sold in bulk, liquids, grains, etc., have different storage, handling, and vehicle requirements, size and shape of goods. This type of segmentation will dictate whether to use pallet delivery networks, specialty trucks, or parcel services. Clothing may need to be transported on racks. Large, bulky items like couches or beds may need an additional person to unload them. It would be unprofitable to include this extra person on any other sort of delivery, so this would be its own segment. Temperature. Frozen, refrigerated, and ambient temperature requirements create zones for warehousing and multi-temperature or separate vehicles. Ambient temperature goods can often travel in a refrigerated section. The trade-off is more space but wasted energy. Value. Valuable goods have more expensive holding costs due to the higher cost of capital and security needs. Valuable goods are therefore often centralized to minimize these costs. They can bear higher transportation costs such as air. Goods that are at higher risk of theft in transit may need security vehicles. Variety. Products that have many different SKUs, such as sizes of shirts, will generate large inventories unless inventory is centralized. Dangerous goods, hazmat. These goods require special networks that comply with all regulatory requirements. Cross-contamination. Goods that can absorb smells or have chemical interactions need to be segregated from items that emit odors and so on. This is especially true of segregating chemicals from foodstuffs. Knowing in general how expensive it will be to handle certain types of products will increase the accuracy of the logistics budget.